So tell us what happened on that first seance, the very first one you went to.
So they explained everything, and then they put the lights out, okay, and they told us all to hold hands to build up the energy. David was in the cabinet, which the cabinet isn't really some people might think it's a wooden cabinet. That's what I originally thought. It's made out of black cloth, I would say about 5 feet high, 5 feet wide, and 5 feet wide, 5 feet long, and about 6 feet high, just enough to put a chair and have somebody be able to sit in there. The music, Chris, the circle leader, put on some music. After two and a half, three songs, and all of a sudden he turned the music off, and you could hear the voice of the first spirit, which was William Cadwell, which is David's friend in spirit, his spirit guide, I guess you would call him.
Mm-hmm.
And he came through and spoke for a while and took questions from the audience. From the sitters. After about 20 minutes, I would say, Timothy came through, the 9-year-old boy that supposedly works with the ectoplasm. He came through and spoke for a while, and he was very funny, typical characteristic 9-year-old, very playful, very rambunctious, and He began to grow on me after a while. You know, you develop an affection for some of these people. You get to know them. You develop feelings for them. And he was very funny. He had the trumpets flying around the room at such a high rate of speed. It was beyond comprehension, almost incomprehensible. And I was sitting, at the first sense, I was sitting with my back up against the wall on the left side. I had a good view. I could see everything. They also put the red light on, opened up the curtain, and you could see the ectoplasm. This was like seeing Hoover Dam for the first time. Mm-hmm. The ectoplasm coming from his looked like it was coming out of his mouth all the way down to the floor, like a giant beard, white beard. You could see it very clearly. Now, one thing I'd like to add, when Timothy was had those trumpets flying all over the room, one of the trumpets, my back was against the wall, one of the trumpets went about 40, 45 degrees beyond the wall, which means it left the building and came back in. Yet, when it was outside the building, you could still see it. So that was, I thought that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So the trumpets flew around the room. They landed on people's heads. One trumpet landed on the guy next sitting right next to me. His knee was maybe 3 or 4 inches from my knee. It landed on his knee, stayed there for about 5 or 6 seconds, and then just flew back up toward the ceiling. Amazing. Mm. Amazing display of paranormal, I guess you call it psychokinesis.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.